Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the word audio devotional. Today's topic is peace and joy, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of John chapter 17 and verse 13. Now I am coming to you. I told them many things while I was with them in this world, so they will be filled with joy. If there are two things the Bible makes clear, especially in the New Testament, that we are to live by, those two things will be joy and peace. Look at Paul's letters. There was always a prayer salutation about grace, peace, or joy. It was constant. Today's scripture jumped out at me as I did my private Bible study. Now listen to Jesus. He was praying in this scripture. He said, "I told them many things while I was with them." He now went ahead to give the reason why he told them these things, so that they would be filled with joy. My dear listeners, joy comes as a result of the right information. Jesus gave information and his disciples were filled with joy. In the last month or so, most nations of the world have been locked down. Movement has been restricted by law and people have been forced into isolation. In these times, if you find that you are without joy, I urge you to change the information you are taking in. Remember that the Bible does not lie. If this is what Jesus said, then this is the truth. Nothing else will bring you joy but the right information. Get into the Word and begin to dig out the things Jesus has said. Begin to dig out the plans and the thoughts of God towards you. Begin to dig out promises that the Bible records. As simple as this sounds, this will be the only way your joy can be full. I do not speak of temporary and fleeting happiness. No, I speak of a joy from the inside that cannot be dampened by externalities. Exercise is great. Speaking to loved ones is fantastic. Eating things you like may help. Playing games and activities may take away boredom for the moment. But if you will go through this period the way God intended for his children to go through it, you will need joy, and your joy will come only when you source and listen to the right information. Time will fail me to speak about peace, a close companion of joy. Philippians 4, 6 and 7 gives simple guidelines for peace. It says, "Do not worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all you have done. All he has done, then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and mind as you live in Christ Jesus." Simple step-by-step instruction. Worrying does not help anything. It certainly wouldn't cause the coronavirus to go away. So instead, pray and tell God exactly what you need him to do. Then you thank him. Simple, but that's the only way you will have peace. I know my time is up, but please, I encourage believers to check up on one another. Don't be consumed by your own issues alone. Think of others. Check up on them. Check up on people who don't have family around them. Encourage them. We are one body, my dear brothers and sisters. We are one in Christ, and we should act so. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for your word. This morning, I speak peace and joy into every heart and every home under the sound of my voice. Continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you were blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. You could also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter at 3 Minutes Audio Devotional. Remember, wrapped up in God's Word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.